From National Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, welcome to the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. I'm Charles Osgood, your host for a remarkable hour of music recorded at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, the intimate little jazz club at Jazz at Lincoln Center. It was October of 1978 when Marion McPartland stepped into the Baldwin Piano Showroom in Manhattan to record her first piano jazz program. Marion might not have seemed the most likely candidate to host a new NPR jazz program. The English-born pianist wasn't widely known outside the jazz world, but she did know just about every musician on the jazz scene from her days at the 52nd Street Jazz Club, the Hickory House, and she came highly recommended by composer and jazz writer Alec Wilder. He had just wrapped production on his own Peabody Award-winning public radio program, American Popular Song. In Marion, Wilder saw a smart, elegant, yet down-to-earth woman who could play in just about any style. In his opinion, that made her the perfect person to create a new radio show based on the simple combination of engaging conversation and musical improvisation. That we're here 30 years later is a testament to Alec's judgment, as well as Marion McPartland's talent, wit, and charm. What better way to kick off this 30th anniversary concert than with a word or two about Marion from the notes of Alec Wilder, as delivered by tonight's first performer, pianist Bill Charlack.
Thank you. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here tonight to celebrate 30 years of piano jazz. What an incredible achievement that is. Alec Wilder was a very special composer, songwriter, and he and Marion McPartland shared a very special relationship. They championed each other and admired each other and were very dear friends. I'd like to read to you a quote from Alec Wilder about Marion McPartland, which I think says very well how we all feel about her. So, if you will, this is Alec Wilder speaking. When I heard Marion play, I was not only impressed, I was bedazzled. Indeed, I was more than bedazzled. I was jealous. In 3 unplanned minutes, she can, and consistently does, invent rhythms, harmonic sequences, and melodic flights, which would take me 3 weeks to achieve as a composer, and even then, not half as well. She plays with great fluency, style, verve, and forthrightness, and along with astounding flow and sweep, profound warmth and affection. I couldn't say that better, so. So, for Marion McPartland, I'd like to play one of Alec Wilder's beautiful songs. This is While We're Young. I'd like to introduce one of my all-time favorite pianists, and she also happens to be my wife. And we were married right here in this room. Please welcome Rini Rosnes.
When Marion McPartland worked for many years at the Hickory House, a certain someone used to come in and hear her all the time, and I'm speaking of the great Billy Strayhorn. Now, I don't imagine there's many people that can make that claim. That's some musical history for you. And Marion was very fond of both Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington's music. She's very fond of them. And I thought tonight I would play one of Billy's beautiful compositions. This is called Chelsea Bridge.
Our celebration of the Piano Jazz 30th anniversary continues now with singer Darrell Sherman, paying tribute to one of Marion's old friends, Blossom Dearie. This is Blossom's most famous tune, written with Johnny Mercer. Here's I'm Shadowing You.
I think you ought to know I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind, shadowing you. You lug you, I wouldn't bug you except wherever I can. You see, love, you are to me love, the indispensable man. Before I'm camping out your door, I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind, I'm shadowing you. In Venice, I'll be a menace in your Italian motel. In Paris.
Up next, it's one of the giants of jazz piano, Randy Weston. Marion McPartland caught Randy backstage and requested this next tune, the Weston original, Little Niles.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.